You will hear a student called Fiona Doyle talking about living in the countryside after growing up in a city. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
My parents now both work from home, so they made the decision to move from our city centre flat to the countryside, although it meant big changes for the whole family. It was a winter evening when we first went to the village, and as we walked along the pavement, I remarked on how dark it was without the streetlights of the city, and how bright that made the lights of the cars seem as they approached. I also noticed the sound of running water, and when we reached the house, I was delighted to discover that it stood next to a little bridge over a stream. I soon decided I liked the house. It has thick stone walls, high ceilings, and wooden floors. The central heating keeps the temperature in all the rooms pleasant throughout the year, although during the colder months, those in the basement tend to get a bit damp, probably because of the stream. My room is actually on the other side of the house, so I don't hear it at night, which is a pity, really. I was used to the constant big city background noise of traffic and voices, and for a while after we moved in, I'd keep waking up in the middle of the night, owing to the total silence there. It doesn't bother me now, though, and these days I look forward to settling down for the night in my large, comfortable bed. I rarely stay up any later than when I was in the flat, and in the mornings I normally wake up at the same time. But there aren't the sounds of the city telling you it's time to get up, so I'm usually in far less of a hurry to do so. The atmosphere here is so relaxing, and I have a wonderful view from the window of my room. Whereas before, I'd see city wildlife like cats, dogs, and maybe the occasional fox. Here, I start the day to the sound of distant farm animals and the sight of rabbits in the open fields. Apparently, there are also deer around, though I haven't actually spotted any yet. The pace of life in the countryside is certainly slower, but I think I've adjusted pretty well to it. I must confess, though, that I can get a bit fed up with the speed of the internet connection here, compared with how fast it was in the flat downtown. In spite of that, I still manage to chat online with my friends there, more or less whenever I want, so I don't have the feeling of missing them that I thought I might have before I moved. There is, though, fairly weak mobile reception out here, sometimes no signal at all. And when that happens, I may not receive calls they're trying to make to me, which can be annoying. I suppose poor public transport is another disadvantage of living in the country. There isn't a railway station within 5 kilometres. It's nearly a 2-kilometre walk to get to a bus stop. And taxis charge a fortune to come out here. It's so different from where I grew up, where the buses stop right outside your home, or you can take the underground. You can live quite happily there without a car, but not here. People say, why not go by bike? But the reality is that it's just too far to ride anywhere from here, and dangerous on those country roads, especially in the dark. I'll just have to rely on my parents for lifts everywhere until I pass my driving test, which I hope will be before I go to university next year. Fortunately, it'll be a shorter drive from here than from where I used to live, And I'll avoid the awful traffic on the roads in and out of the city too.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.